from Wentworth Institute of Technology in Boston. Welcome to Inside Wentworth.
Hello, and welcome to Episode 8 of the Inside Wentworth podcast. My name is Alex Martin, and I am the co-op for the Communications Department here at Wentworth. Today, we're going to be talking about WSG, also known as the Wentworth Student Government. We'll be touching on the role of student government, both in general and here at Wentworth, and discussing the role that students can have in shaping their schools and the world around them. And here today to talk about all of that is Cameron Sullivan, the current president of the Wentworth Student Government. Thanks for joining me, Cameron.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So why don't you just go ahead and introduce yourself?
Well, I'm Cameron Sullivan. I major in electrical engineering. I graduate in 2017, and I've been a member of student government nearly all 4 years here.
Yeah, so that sort of brings me into my first question here, which is what drew you both to study at Wentworth and drew you to student government in the first place?
I believe it was Accepted Students Day they had. I came here with my grandparents, actually. And, you know, we were walking around looking at the campus, and I just remember saying to my grandmother, you know, I could feel comfortable here. You know, I could see myself going here. And it's funny, you know, they grew up on Mission Hill, and I had an apartment out there for a while, and I could actually see their high school out of my apartment. And it was funny, they were saying, we worked our whole lives to get off Mission Hill, just to send our grandson back to Mission Hill, you know? But yeah, mainly, it felt right.
Yeah, and so, what got you interested in being a part of student government? Was it something that started before you came to Wentworth, or is it something that sort of developed when you got here?
I was a member of student government in high school, but overall, I came here with the mindset that I wanted to grow, and I always saw student government as an interesting group where, you know, I could get a lot out of it and give a lot, you know, to the group and just overall grow as a person.
Tell me a little bit about what you guys do with student government.
Well, I think in our mission statement, we act as a conduit between the students, faculty, and staff of Wentworth. We encourage responsibility in the way things are set up here, and we try and administer educational programs, student life programs, and basically advocate for the students in any way possible, whether it's fixing things that negatively affect the students or enabling things or promoting things that could positively affect the students. But everything comes down to, you know, advocation for the student body as a whole.
Sure, and what are some of the things that you've done sort of in your time here with the student government to sort of help benefit the student body in general?
Well, this year in particular, you know, in past years, they've worked very hard to get the student bike cage built, and I was in for the tail end of that. And they've put in, you know, water stations around campus, little things such as that. But while I've been here, we were able to work with the co-ops and careers department and establish, you know, what they do now, the companies that come to the career fair, it's first come, first serve. And the way we thought about it is there's so many construction management companies here. They just love our Wentworth students. And what we wanted to do is advocate for perhaps the smaller majors, such as maybe interior design and whatnot. And instead of just first come, first serve for the companies applying to be in the career fair, we thought that co-ops and careers could set something like a minimum ratio so that a small major will still have a couple potential companies that might hire them at the career fair, so that every student can go to the career fair and at least see a couple potential job opportunities there. We were very fortunate to have a new registrar come in, and she's just been absolutely amazing in terms of getting the schedules for registration posted earlier for students, having a better system, having finals posted when you search for your classes, which is something that never used to be at all. And what we've been able to do is think of ways that the system could be that would help the students and convey that to her. And she's been, you know, such a hard worker that, you know, they take into consideration what we say. And when they make the changes, you know, pretty swiftly they can make changes that we've already voted and decided are going to help students. We fund different activities on campus. Recently, the Computer Science Club, which is a new club, just had their first ever hackathon which is a competition to see what they can build together. And we were able to fund that. And certain, you know, projects or trips with different clubs, you know, they come to us for co-sponsorships.
Yeah, and we'll touch more on the co-sponsorship program later. I'm also interested in just how the student government operates in general. What does it look like at an average meeting with the student government?
So at an average meeting, we'll, old business that we've been working on, we bring it up. If we always set follow-up points on each individual issue. And each issue falls under one of our executive board members. And there's seven positions: president, vice president, student affairs, academic affairs, secretary, treasurer, and public relations. Most things fall under either student affairs or academic affairs. And the executive board officer will oversee, you know, the people in their group for the issue. And we'll set follow-up points. We'll kind of see where they are with it. If it's at a kind of a crossroad point, we'll open it up for a quick discussion to see how the general body of WSG feels about it, make sure we're headed in the right direction. And there's so many issues that you just touch back on things, you know, in each meeting. You try not to just stick with one issue in a whole meeting. However, you do not want to try and get too much done in a meeting, because then you really get nothing done. So we'll go through that phase of follow-up points on issues that are already established, and then we'll move into something called open table, which is exactly as it sounds. You know, the table is open to put any issue or idea out there, and, you know, mainly it's new issues. And when it's brought up, we discuss it. Is it a problem? You know, we analyze if we think it is a problem. What is the problem? You know, who does it affect? What departments does it affect? What is our role in solving this problem? What departments can we go to? Which e-board member will it fall under? And we get a bunch of solutions together. We talk about some pros and cons of them. And then eventually we vote on a solution, or at the very least vote or kind of agree on a follow-up point for next meeting. And then the next meeting, in that first portion of the meeting, we'll follow up on it. We'll see how it's going, you know, stay updated on it. And then at the end, our advisor just kind of gives us a quick update of, you know, things going on campus, gives us a little spiel.
In terms of something like the bike storage unit that's now up and running outside Beatty, how do you go about starting a project like that? You know, you're talking at these meetings and you get the idea to do it, but then where does it go from there?
Well, when that issue was brought up, I think it was over 5 years ago, it was agreed upon, yes, this could definitely help students. And how do you go about solving a problem like that? Aggressively, because it can take a very long time. You have to really push for certain things like that. However, you know, they were able to get it done, and it really, you know, it helps the students. Their bikes are much safer. It's a nice area for them. It's all, you know, a matter of just following up on it, staying on top of it, organizing your meetings so that, where are we with the bike cage, you know? Who's been talked to recently? You know, what's the next step? How's that looking? You know, keep everyone updated on the same mindset for that. Maybe someone can add in, oh, well, here's an idea for maybe how we could do it faster. Or this is taking too long. Here's an argument for, you know, we should really push for this issue. This is taking way too long. And just as a group, we try and really, you know, push through on the issues we feel strongest about. And we try and keep a diverse student government membership as to advocate, you know, or get the opinions of really the many different corners of the student body, the general body.
It certainly sounds like, to me at least, that you put a lot of work into what you're doing and who you're helping, and trying to get your hands on as many projects as possible that can help the student body. Where does your motivation come from with that? How do you motivate yourself to work this hard on all of these projects?
So there's two for me personally, I can speak on this, but there's two things for me. One is I truly care about this school. You know, I'm proud to be a member of a student at Wentworth, and any way we can make it easier for the next generation here, you know, that really is the main driving force. But also, when you're able to operate as a group and get things done, there's a lot of growth in there. You know, you become much more efficient. You become much better at sizing things up. We're in school to learn and grow. You don't just become an engineer on your first day. You have to really mold yourself into one. And it's just a matter of trying to grow and be as well-rounded as possible for when you get out there and start working.
So in terms of that stuff, and then specifically with helping out the student body and helping other organizations, is where I'd like to move into talking about the co-sponsorship program, which is something that really stuck out to me when I was looking on your website for some of the things that WSG does. So can you just tell me quickly about what the co-sponsorship program is?
Co-sponsorships is something we do in meetings where a club will come to us, ask us for money for either an event or a competition they want to go to. If the robotics club, if there's a big robotics competition in a different state, they'll come to us, and there's other places they can go for money. And it's not, we don't assign their budgets for the club, but they can come to us for some extra money. And what we get out of it, they promote us, they'll put our names on, you know, what it was, they put our names on the robot, the WSG sticker, things like that.
And how do you decide which organizations to help and which not to? Like, you know, you got these people coming to you with different ideas. Where do you see the most benefit, and where do you give that time and that money?
Yeah, it's a good question, because we do get a lot of co-sponsorship requests, and it can run out pretty quickly, you know. But we ask, is this something we want to, you know, be a part of? It's not so much, you know, is this club more important than other clubs, but it's a matter of, you know, how well prepared are they coming for us for the money? Have they gone other places first asking for money? How much promotion could we get out of it? You know, how will it better Wentworth as a whole? The first ever hackathon for our computer science department. You know, our computer science department is so strong, you know, and they're very efficient. You know, they have some of the best professors in the school in that department. And the first ever hackathon for a technical school, you know, is kind of a big deal. So that was something we definitely wanted to promote, help better the school. But, you know, we fund all kinds of things. The ski club comes to us for money. Really, it's just a matter of when they present, is this something we want to be a part of? You know, and have they prepared well? Are they trying very hard to make this event happen?
As student government, why would you say it's your role to help organizations get this funding that they need? I know you say, you know, they can go to other places to get money, but then you also say a lot of people come to you. Why do you think they come to you, and why do you think it's important that the student government is there to help them out if they need it?
Right, because directly when it comes to our mission, it's to better Wentworth. And we have, you know, a decent budget, so we have money, you know, to give out, but and there's many, you know, different viewpoints of the students, so it's kind of something, does this group as a whole, we act as a, you know, a democratic self-governing group, do they want to, you know, do we want to support them? They can also go to deans or certain people in student engagement for money as well, but it's kind of a very, you know, it's very fair whether or not you get money from us. You know, other student governments, many of them are in charge of giving the budgets for every single club on campus. So that's, you know, they're much more heavily involved in things like that. And it's kind of nice that we don't have, you know, honestly, the burden of having to spend so much time to do something like that. Student engagement does that here. But for something that really we think would better Wentworth as a whole, you know, or help a club out, and if we get some promotion out of it, and the fact that we vote on it, you know, we discuss it, we vote on it while they're not in the room. If a member is a part of that club, then they can't be, their vote can't be counted. It's kind of a very unbiased, fair place to get a co-sponsorship from.
And do you think that's the reason so many people come to you guys for help? Because it's fair and it's unbiased, and because you are students who have that student perspective. Is that sort of the draw, you think, for a lot of organizations?
It might be. It might also be that our advisor is the head of student engagement, which is where students go for money, you know? And she can, you know, they ask, how can we get more co-sponsorships for this event? We're one of the first ones told to them.
Sure.
And when you have an event coming up and you're trying to get your budget up, you know, some of these clubs work so hard. You know, for back to the hackathon, this is a new club. They had no budget, and they did so many fundraisers. They went to the deans, you know, asking for help with this hackathon. Student engagement, Wentworth, you know, so they'll go wherever they, you know, they can, wherever there's a resource for them.
What are some other examples, I'm curious, of organizations that you've helped with the co-sponsorship program? I know you talked a lot about the hackathon, but any others that have been or really benefited by this program?
Yeah, I think the Robotics Club came to us. You know, they had a robotics competition. The Anime Club came to us. There was a big Anime Boston event. Well, it's the Computer Science Club. You know, the Society of Women Engineers came to us last year. Mechanical Engineering Club, you know, the Ski Club came to us. Another good place they can go is Wentworth Events Board, you know, and they get a much bigger budget to fund events specifically. But, you know, we're just another one they can come to. However, it's I think it's, in my opinion, a tougher criteria to get a co-sponsorship from us than perhaps Wentworth Events Board.
A lot of what you said about the importance of student government, making the campus better for students and especially better for the next generation of students, that strikes me as very similar to the idea of activism in general. And I think it sort of leads me into questions that I have about activism as a whole, because students and universities and student groups have played a huge role in activist movements in the past. And obviously, without getting too political about modern day politics, it does seem like there's a big push for more activism lately with things like the Women's March and the Muslim ban protests being huge events in Boston. So what do you feel is the role of student activism today? And how students are getting involved in activist movements.
It's interesting. You know, this question was on the sheet of questions you gave me. And I did some research on it. And there is a big history of students and student groups, student governments advocating on, you know, for certain social issues. However, I think that a big piece to do with it is our generation, the millennial generation. I think they are a very, you know, involved generation, and I think with social media these days, it's very apparent that, you know, your voice can really, you know, be heard and make a difference. And without getting, you know, into politics, as you said, you know, for example, I know Senator Bernie Sanders is very well liked by a lot of college students, you know, a lot of young demographic like him, and he's always promoting, get more involved, you know, you the person can make the change. You as, you know, the people. And with all the crazy things going on these days, in the combination of the crazy political world that our young generation is watching maybe more than past ones, in my opinion, and with all the events going on, and just the millennial generation as a whole, I think it kind of combines into a more politically involved student student demographic.
A lot of what I hear you say that you're doing with the Wentworth student government to affect and create change within Wentworth as an institute sounds like sort of what activist groups are trying to do with state, national, international politics. And so it just leads into that question of how do you think students can change things in their community, state, country that they think might need fixing? Where can they be active and how do they get started?
The most important thing is to be active in it, you know, to follow up on what you believe on and to stay informed about it and to get together and... it's so hard to speak so vague about something like this, but, you know, maybe an example might kind of portray some of the thoughts I have on this a little better.
Sure.
For example, climate change is something our generation feels very strongly about. I know I do. And despite, you know, maybe federal government as the new federal government has become a little more lax in the area of climate change. However, instead of just saying, oh, that's the way it is, whether it be, you know, because I'm in the millennial generation, or whether it be because you can see a difference that's made. When I speak to the student government about it, it's something that we all support. And as a student government, you should try and not get into too much onto certain issues. However, it's important that the ones that, you know, for example, the Muslim ban from the seven countries, we made signs that said supporting our students and faculty, you know, from these seven nations. And it's very important that when you walk around campus, you see that, maybe they feel more included in the campus community, you know, the atmosphere here. Back to climate change, something I'm doing, I'm writing a letter that I want to send to the White House. I want to have other student government presidents sign this letter, and then we can send it in. And I think that the message that it will send, sending that letter, will make a good statement, you know, and if we could get some publicity on it, I think it really says a lot more than just, you know, if you talk about it or if you have your own opinions on it, you know, finding ways to gather and find other people who care about the same thing and be active, you know, about whatever the issue is. A big piece there, communicating with other people that, you know, feel the same way. Back when the Black Lives Matter movement was really started, you know, I remember there was Black Lives Matter signs in some of the dorms, in the windows, you could see. And we had a diversity club gathering that I facilitated, and we had, you know, a pretty good turnout of students, and we all had a big discussion on just diversity in general, atmosphere around the campus, problems, maybe things that, you know, can be seen from someone who, you know, the issues might be more visible to, you know. And I think just communicating, getting together, being active, and say active is the main word, you know. Find a way to get your voice out there, and sometimes the message can do a lot more than you think.
Sort of wanting to kind of sum up what you've done with student government since you've been on campus, I just want to know what you had sort of hoped to gain as the president of the student government, and where you went throughout your time there, what you sort of learned being a part of the student government here at Wentworth.
Absolutely. What I hoped to gain was in some ways different than what I actually gained. And then I gained a lot of things that I'd never thought of. And then some, you know, things as expected, you know, I expected to grow in this position. And I really did grow, but I grew in a lot of ways that I didn't expect. Well, when I first started, it was very idealistic how I wanted to do it. I wanted to stick to Robert's Rules of Order. I wanted to change how we do it so we had a very good format. I was reading different books on how to run good meetings. I wanted to get everyone on the same page and kind of clear the swamp of, you know, how things used to be. You know, sometimes it can get a little disorganized. Sometimes there's a group tendency when you're in a group to just talk instead of really move forward. And I found that, so I was hoping to gain a very good operation of student government, you know, work very quickly. But when we started, you realize that you get caught up trying to set the stage so that we can move more efficiently, and overall, we're being less efficient. And what I realized is instead of going in trying to clear the swamp, you got to go in and just get momentum from day one. It's like if you want to exercise, you know, you could look up the best exercise program that's out there. You know, you could look up how to count your calories, which one's just right for you. And you're going to get so caught up in some of those things that sometimes it's best just to start walking every day, for example, you know. Just start gaining momentum right away was a good lesson that I learned. I hope to grow out of it, and I definitely did grow, you know, working with other people, trying to stay considerate of everyone, trying to really listen, trying to stay positive, and trying to get everyone else to really listen to one another and everyone else to keep a very positive atmosphere in the meeting and to be productive at the same time, you know, to try and push forward but make sure everyone's heard. And, it was tough, but you learn how to work with people much better in a position like that. And just being a member of student government, I think that everyone can grow joining a club like that. There was much more detailed lessons you learn, but overall, it's best to start gaining momentum. You know, if someone's behind in school, start studying. It's, you can plan all you want, but sometimes you just got to get started and move forward.
What would you say to somebody who might be on the fence about joining student government, doesn't really know whether or not it's for them, but has an idea to join. What would you say to someone like that?
Absolutely join. We have a relatively small student government right now compared to the general body size. And you're here to learn, and you're here to grow as a person. And in student government, you're going to be learning things in a much different way. Things that, you know, you won't learn in the classroom per se. You know, I mean, you do learn teamwork and working with lab groups, but you learn effective communication, how to influence people, how to really listen, how to carry yourself and present yourself. And you learn how to express yourself better, how to use more forethought to actually get heard more. And you'll just grow so much as a person. When I go to my co-ops, sometimes I'll sit in a meeting, you know, of my bosses there, and I'll just kind of be thinking to myself, oh my goodness, I can't believe, you know, this is how they run their meeting. Like, you know, it's kind of just, oh, you know, what do you got for us? I would never hang in my meetings. You know, I try and run such an efficient meeting that is something you're definitely going to make use of in the future, how to be efficient in a meeting. I think it's an excellent skill, and I think that something that's always continuously being worked on in student government. I think that when you join, you'll get so much more out of it than you could anticipate.
What would you maybe say to someone who might have an idea about improving things at Wentworth, but might not necessarily know how to act upon or initiate something, some sort of change that they would want? What would you tell them to do?
That's one of the core things of student government. If there's any issue, any complaint, any problem at all, bring it to us, and then we're on it. You know, we know just who to go to. It falls right under someone. You know, we have things organized there. And I would say just bring it to student government, you know, and you could even check back with us, see if we're following up on it. We can provide feedback back to you. How's it going? And we'll really analyze it from many different angles. You know, every person sees one point of view, but we'll have a variety of majors. You know, well, how would this affect, you know, kids in your major, students in your major, yours, you know? And I would say just bring it to student government. And it's one of the big things. We want to really get our presence out there a little more than it already is and let students know any problems, you can bring them to us. Any ideas, suggestions, bring them to us. And if we, you know, as a you know, general body, think it will be a good thing, then we're on it. We know just who to talk to.
So where can people find student government if they're interested in joining?
If they're interested in joining, we have meetings every Monday at 6 p.m. in the fourth floor of Beattie Hall in the Board of Trustees room. It's right next to the elevator, right on your left. And if you want more information from student government, you can always email wsg@wit.edu.
All right, excellent. Thank you very much, Cameron, for talking to me today. This was excellent. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
And thank you guys for listening. I hope you tune in next time.